are back. I am Mark Thompson. I'm a lawyer. I am the host of the Paul Revere Show. Our first guest is Greta Neubauer. And we're going to talk a little bit about who she is and what her dreams are for the future. And I have to remind everybody, if you have questions, comments, please call 844-967-2789. So Greta, you are 30 years old, you're a member of the Democratic Party, and you're a member of the Assembly, the 66th District, right?
Correct, you got it.
So why don't you tell our audience, especially our young folks, what got you into politics? Why did you run for office?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the question. And thanks again, Mark, for having me. So I am born and raised in Racine, and I grew up around politics, knocking on doors for candidates in my hometown, and got very involved in Barack Obama's first election, and was really inspired by that election, of course. And additionally, after he took office, saw how hard it was for things to get done inside of the Capitol, and really came to see how his supporters went home and the opposition showed up, and how we, in many ways, focus so much of our energy and political conversation on elections and less on advocacy and on holding our elected officials accountable. And so I started doing organizing work, particularly in the youth climate movement, did that work for a number of years, and loved organizing, and continue to bring that into my role as much as I can. But of course, in 2016, I saw Wisconsin help deliver Trump to the White House. And as someone who is from this state, who loves this state, who's incredibly invested in it being a place where I want to live, where I can raise my kids, you know, a state that is a democratic, a community that embraces democracy, right? I was worried. I was very, very worried. And I recognized that people like me needed to step up if we wanted to protect our democracy. And so I ran for office in the end of 2017 and took office in the beginning of 2018, and have been in the legislature for 4 years, taking office tomorrow as the minority leader in the Assembly.
Wow, it's quite amazing. Now, tell me, you got 70% of the vote in your district in 2020, right?
Yes.
I think that's really, really significant. And, you know, I'm clearly on the other side of 30, but I'm really excited that we have young folks and young women that are really taking the lead to show us old white men what can be done. And I can say that. My gray hairs are there. So you said tomorrow you take over as the minority leader in the Assembly. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, thanks. That, you know, I will just say I appreciate you pointing that out. You know, I think people sometimes ask, okay, is your youth an asset or or the opposite? And I think it's really important that young people get involved in politics, and really, really hope that young people continue to do so. So the minority leader, you know, the role really is supporting our caucus to deliver for all of Wisconsin, to deliver for the people who voted for us and those who didn't. You know, people in Wisconsin really deserve better than what they have been getting from the legislature in the past several years, from the Republican-controlled legislature. And I believe our job as a caucus and as elected officials in this moment is to demonstrate that government can be a force for good. And my role will be to support our members to do that, you know, to rise to the challenge of the year ahead, to lead on the issues they're most passionate about, and to, you know, keep us rowing in the same direction, keep us unified in that work.
You know, you mentioned a caucus. That's sort of an insider term for folks that are just listening that really don't watch the day-to-day. What is the Democratic caucus and minority leader, and how does that whole process work in terms of actually passing laws?
Yeah, so our Democratic caucus is in the assembly, is all of the Democratic members who were elected in the last election. And then, of course, we've got the same on the Senate side. And I was elected by my colleagues just a few weeks ago. I think it was 3 weeks to the day, to support this work, to lead us in our committee work and debates on the floor, in putting forward our proactive policy agenda, and in really making clear to the people of the state what we stand for and how they and their neighbors and communities will benefit if we are able to enact the policies that we would like to see move forward.
Congratulations on being elected. It's quite an accomplishment. So what do you see sort of your objectives? What do you hope to accomplish, short term, long term? And what can folks that want to preserve democracy in our state, make our state a more perfect union of people, what can we do to help?
I'll start talking about some priorities. And I think what I will say first is that we all know that Wisconsin is going through a challenging time. We have significant challenges, particularly as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, as we're in a new wave. And we know that our young people have really borne the brunt of this crisis. We know that they need more from us in terms of investment in their schools, more support for mental health. Significant inequities that we have in our state and our educational outcomes, particularly along racial lines, have been exacerbated through this pandemic as some kids had more resources than others. And this is a top priority for us, is to make sure that we are investing in our young people as they continue to go through this challenging time. We want to make sure we're supporting our economic recovery. You know, many people are still struggling. The pandemic did not impact everyone in Wisconsin equally. And when I talk to service industry employees and nurses and folks who are working on the line in Racine, you know, they're talking about the challenges that they continue to face. And there's a lot more that we can do in the legislature on that. I know we'll speak on this more a little later, but really it is crucial and it is at the center of our work that we protect democracy. We know that Republicans are going to throw everything they can at us in the coming months in an effort to undermine free and fair elections in the state and cement a permanent partisan advantage. We cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow them to divide us using culture war politics, you know, to fan the flames of hate and divide us based on what we look like and where we come from. So we'll be united in the coming months on these issues as Democrats. And we know the people of Wisconsin are with us on this. And so I hope that our Republican colleagues will listen to the people of the state and make these investments in our schools, you know, support working families and stop this sham election review.
So, you know, before we jump into, you know, this threat to our democracy, threat to nonpartisan elections, I really would like to spend a little bit more time in terms of how you envision working with your fellow Democrats, fellow assembly folks, even Republicans. And on what issues do you think it's possible to do things together, if anything? You know, how do you see Governor Evers, you know, Janet Bewley, the Senate, helping you out. Mm-hmm. You know, where do you see that areas that progress can be made?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'll start by saying that what is extremely clear to me, and I know to the people of this state, is that the governor is extremely focused on what is doing right for the people, on doing right by the people of Wisconsin. That is at the core of all of the work that we do, listening to the people of this state and doing what we can to improve their lives. You know, I think about, I regularly think actually about this friend I have in Racine, who is a UEW retiree, and he had a good career. You know, he supported his family, he retired. He goes out fishing most days that it's not below freezing at 5 a.m. I haven't been there. I just can't make it at 5 a.m. You know, but this is a future that is hard for a lot of Wisconsinites to imagine right now. But it is what everyone deserves. They deserve to know that there will be enough for them and their family, you know, that they can buy a house, take a few vacations, and still be able to retire. And I know that this is what most Wisconsinites believe. It's certainly what we believe. And I think we hold this vision at the center of our work and hope to find compromise with folks on the other side of the aisle wherever we can in pursuit of this vision. You know, we're always showing up. Assembly Democrats are always showing up trying to find ways to work across the aisle to accomplish a better life for people in our state. And the governor and the Senate Democrats are, of course, focused on the same thing. And so we will do everything we can in pursuit of that vision.
You know, a huge issue facing folks out of the cities, you know, that's the whole access to Wi-Fi, internet. You know, my sister, my mother used to live up in Watoma, up in Washira County. It seems to me there has to be areas where we can work together to revitalize the economy. And you think that would be votes that you could get across the aisle. Is there any kind of hope on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say first of all that we are going to get a significant amount of money for broadband expansion from the infrastructure bill, which is very exciting. This is an issue that, you know, we've been talking about for many years, but it's really not acceptable that there are people in Wisconsin who do not have access to high-speed internet at this time. And we're going to make a real dent in that with the money that we're getting from the infrastructure bill passed by, you know, proposed by Joe Biden. So I'm thrilled about that. Do I think there's room for more work on broadband across the aisle? I hope so. Yeah. You know, we're always in conversation about clean water, about broadband expansion, about criminal justice reform, about supporting working people, you know, to make ends meet. I think those are absolutely areas where we will continue to try to find agreement. And frankly, okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at you. Should've just thinking.
Yep, we got to pay them bills on occasion. This is a wonderful conversation, you guys.